wanted to remind you tonight, and I think I don't need to. I think you've heard already that healing is part of the character of God. It's who God is. All the way through Scripture, we hear endless stories, both in the Old and the New Testaments, of a God who heals body, mind, and spirit, of a God who touches people, cleanses people, heals people of disease and infirmity, frees people from things that bind them, casts demons out of people. That's who God is. And tonight, we're thinking about a particular name of God, Yahweh Rapha, God, Yahweh, your healer. And it's God revealing something of himself, about his character at this stage in the history of the people of God. How we name ourselves is of importance and clarity. And God is saying this of himself, I heal you. It's a revelation of his character, of who he is. Not just in days of Scripture, but now, as we've heard. So I thought I'd read the passage in its context so you understood where that key verse comes in. It's Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. That's why the place is called Marah. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What are we to drink?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it in the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling and an instruction for them and put them to the test. He said, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what's right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water. So at this point in their history of Egypt, they'd escaped slavery, they'd crossed the Red Sea, they'd just had a praise party in celebration, and they'd set off on their camping trip into the desert. It was their first test of faith. It's the first opportunity that God has to shape his people, who he's calling them to be. But they don't know that. They don't know they're going to be wandering in the desert for 40 years. And 3 days in, they're in a dire state. They're in a desert. They have no water. They're literally about to die of thirst in the wilderness. 3 days in, and they're complaining and they're whinging. Now, as I was thinking, would you be complaining about the miracles of God when you'd seen him working 3 days earlier? How can you forget so quickly? But that's human, isn't it? When the rubber hits the road, we forget. It's a very human predicament. But 3 days later, there they are, complaining. It's a very biblical motif. It's 3 days. Lots of things happen in the space of 3 days. So they're worrying and they're forgetting what God had shown them just 3 days before. God's power demonstrated when he helped them cross the Red Sea. God's power demonstrated supernaturally. All those plagues, the ones we don't talk about because it scares Kath. All those plagues, all of that. Awesome authority and power that God did for them. They'd seen their enemies scattered, washed away. This is the God that they'd followed. Out of slavery into the desert. But they're thirsty and there's no safe drinking water. And I suppose they were children and parents with dehydrated children, and it was a confusing time. And I suppose I'm being harsh. I probably would have been complaining too, if I'm honest. It wouldn't have taken me 3 days. When Paul first took me camping, it took me 20 minutes. I'm not joking. I am not a woman who camps. It took the people of God 3 days to demonstrate how much they needed God. They needed God, but this time they needed God's healing power. And so God chooses this moment to reveal something of himself that they didn't yet know. He uses this event to reveal a new name to them. I am the God who heals you. In the sermon series, we're using as a jumping off point chapters from this book, incomparable explanations, explorations, in the character of God, and by the author Andrew Wilson. Let me quote a little bit from the chapter for this week. At this point, the Israelites did not see God as healer. They knew he could kill because he had killed and afflicted countless Egyptians during the plagues and the Exodus. But they needed to know that at the root, in his very nature, he was not a killer or an afflicter, but a healer. They needed to know that killing and afflicting were things he sometimes did to protect his people, but that in his character, he has always been a healing God, a God who rescued and brought life and made whole. They needed to know him as Yahweh, your healer. So I think this story is at the beginning of the process that God uses to mold and shape his people. It's the beginning of a journey. It's a test of their hearts. Are they resting in God? Are they rebelling? Are they trusting in the God who always brings life out of death? So God shows Moses a piece of wood. In some translations, it says a branch of a tree. And Moses throws it into the water, and what is bitter and diseased becomes sweet and drinkable. For nothing is impossible with God. Our human story starts with a tree for which something forbidden is taken from. There's another tree in which our Savior dies. And there will be a tree from which the healing of nations streams from. There's a whole sermon about trees I could go down. But this is a test that God uses. Trust in me for your everything, which is what the ministry team basically said. Walk in my way, trust in me, be obedient, and I will heal you. If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what's right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands, keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your God who heals you. But God doesn't stop there. He doesn't just provide one little spring. No, no, no. He provides for them because he can. He leads them to Elim, not the church, but the place. And there are 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. It's a party in provision. It's not just a stream. He doesn't just give what he needs, what they need. He gives what they need and so much more. Because that's the nature of God. God is a God of provision and generosity. And although there isn't a physical healing of a person in our passage, there is still a God the healer. Jehovah Rapha means the God who heals, or the God who restores. And that's what God does. He restores the water to its purity. He offers to do a work of healing in the people, to take what is bitter and diseased and to restore that. At the beginning of their story, the Israelites, it's not just about the water supply, it's about what their hearts are like as they go forward. It's not just their physical ailments that God is interested in, but he's also deeply interested in the restoration of their souls towards him. They've got a long journey ahead of them. They don't know that yet. 40 years, somebody should have asked for directions. 40 years, and God knows what is to come. And he knows that they need to be a people that are looking to him. It's not just about healing, it's about obedience, a long obedience in the direction of God. God restores their future. And it's not just for them, I keep forgetting I'm wearing it, but it's also for us, that the I am the God who heals you is not a historical name or a historical characteristic of God. It is who he is. Now, as we have heard, it is who he is to the very fiber of his being that he longs for abundancy and wholeness and obedience. God heals. And as he healed all that was bitter in the lives of the Israelites, he wants to do that for us too. So my question tonight is, what needs healing for you? Because God offers us healing in body, even if it's just a thumb, in mind, in emotions, in spirit. Now, I believe that God heals. I believe that God meets us where we're at. I believe that God is in the business of touching his people. Anyone else believe that? Yay! Lots of nodding. Good stuff. Jehovah Rapha is the God who heals and restores. What do you need tonight? I'm going to invite the band back up to sing a particular song. And I'm just going to invite you to ask God for what you need. And that's between you and God. What do you need him to do for you tonight? Is there something you need to confess? Is there something that you need to pray for? Is there something you need healing, be it of body or mind or spirit? So the band are going to sing, and I'm going to just invite you to ask God. If you need someone to help you do that, the ministry team are available. But let's use this opportunity to surrender and to praise God and connect with him in however you feel that you need to. And if you need to ask for healing, ask for it. Let's worship God.